This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The Colorado Secretary of State's office has confirmed three more measures for the November ballot. All three are related to alcohol laws. The highest profile one will ask voters if wine should be sold in supermarkets. Grocers say this is convenient and what customers want, but liquor stores are worried this will hurt their bottom line. The other two measures relate to third-party delivery of alcohol and expanding liquor licenses. The number of Colorado patients with confirmed cases of the rare but serious monkeypox virus has doubled since last month. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The total number of cases since May hit 201, according to the state's dashboard. Seven people have been hospitalized. Cases have been identified in 20 counties. There have been no deaths. Most cases are in the Denver area. Doctors say the greatest risk is among gay, bisexual, or other men who have sex with men. Monkeypox can spread to anyone through close, personal, often skin-to-skin contact. Symptoms include a rash, fever, chills, and swollen lymph nodes. The state health department is hosting free vaccine clinics for those who meet specific criteria. More than 8,000 people have been vaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Loveland residents who generate electricity with rooftop solar panels could get a discount on their utility bills next year. This week, City Council signaled support for changing rates for the city-managed utility. The change comes alongside sharp energy price increases passed down from the area's electricity provider, Platte River Power Authority. Right now in Loveland, it's 76 degrees with few clouds. This is CPR News at 6:06.